Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Have they been selected in accordance with the canons of this church? And do you believe their manner of life to be suitable to the exercise of this ministry? Will you be loyal to the doctrine, discipline, and worship of Christ as this church has received them? And will you, in accordance with the canons of the church, obey your bishop and other ministers who may have authority over you and your work?
I am willing and ready to do so, and I solemnly declare that I do believe the Holy Scriptures, all the Old and New Testaments, to be the Word of God, and to contain all things necessary to salvation, and I do solemnly engage to conform to the doctrine, discipline, and worship
Dear friends in Christ, you know the importance of this ministry and the weight of your responsibility in presenting Mark Sargent Anderson, Robert William Beasley, and Nathan Gabriel Huddleston for ordination to the Sacred Order of Deacons. Therefore, if any of you know any impediment or crime because of which we should not proceed, come forward now and make it known. Is it your will that Mark, Robert, and Nathan be ordained deacons?
Yes.
Will you uphold them in this ministry?
Yes.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our
and glorify your name. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they may be sustained and encouraged to persevere to the end. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For their families, that they may be adorned with all Christian virtues, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, and that all may be one, as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the mission of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who do not yet believe, and for those who have lost their faith, that they may receive the light of the gospel, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a blessing upon all human labor, and for the right use of the riches of creation, that the world may be freed from poverty, famine, and disaster, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, for the forgiveness of our sins, and for the grace of the Holy Spirit to amend our lives, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the communion of your Church, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, blessed John, and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord our God.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole Church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
A dispute arose among the disciples as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. please. A number of months ago, I asked Pat Burns to send an email to Mark Anderson, Robert Beasley, and Nate Huddleston, the three young men being presented for ordination this evening. It read as follows. Bob asked me to let you know you will need a red stole for the ordination to the diaconate service on Sunday, December 6, 2015, at St. John's Cathedral. Within minutes, I received an email followed by a second, which came in as I was busy replying to the first, and I would like to share that exchange with you. The first email read as follows. Bob, in regard to the ordination date listed below, is there a minute chance of Bishop Howard scheduling it for Saturday, December 5th? We have finals beginning December 7th. I know there are multiple classmates I have become very close with who want to travel to each other's ordinations. Not to mention the academic rigor of this date, family and friends would be hard-pressed to travel to the service on a Sunday afternoon. And then my eyes lit up and a smile came across my face as I continued to read. The finest bottle of the Queen's gin may or may not appear at 325 for JSH, and of course the oldest bourbon or finest moonshine I can get my hands on around here if the service falls on Saturday. It finished with a plea to make the change. I knew it was pointless to go to the bishop to inquire about changing it, but I was also fearful at the mention of the finest bottle of Queen's gin he might cave in. So I thought the least I could do was to save him from the temptation and himself. I also knew there was enticement in that oldest bourbon that Ryder could get his hands on. So I quickly responded, I have heard my people cry, but the ordinations will take place on Sunday, December 6th at 5 p.m. St. John's Cathedral. Everyone has had to work around such in the past and probably will for the foreseeable future. As much as we want to do it all, there are times when circumstances dictate otherwise and choices have to be made when they can. Otherwise, it's a matter of sucking up and moving on. Sorry, sport B. The second email said, I second this motion and I'm in complete accord with my brother. As someone who will have out-of-town family to attend the Sunday service is going to be incredibly difficult to facilitate. But I serve at the pleasure of the diocese, and so I will humbly accept whatever decision is made. And the writer concluded with, but taking these points into consideration might be helpful. I forwarded my original response to the second emailer, and the first came back with the following. Well, that's the reply I expected, but we were talking about miracles in class this morning, so maybe my hope was inflated. In spite of the seriousness and the frivolity of the exchange I've just shared with you, I would like to state to my three young friends, I regret to inform you that it is no longer about you, your conceivable hardships, your wanting, your whatever it might be. You will become increasingly aware as we move through this service that a major shift is about to take place in your lives. Becoming servants and servanthood, which is what the diaconate is about, very seldom presents us with occasion or the rationale that enables us to do all that we want all the time. Servants are too busy providing for the needs and wants of others. This service is actually a John the Baptist moment for you. John, whose followers drifted from him after Jesus appeared on the scene, didn't rant and rail about such, but was self-effacing enough to say, he must increase and I must decrease. In actuality, he must increase started with your baptism, as it has for every one of us assembled here. But it now takes on new meaning for the three of you this evening. You will discover, if you have not done so already, that our Christian service may be diligent and passionate and zealous, but it is ruined without self-effacement. On the other hand, our service may be unseen and our very names and deeds forgotten. But if only one person can discover the love of Christ coming through us, our work will have been done. Of necessity, the I, the me, the mine of our lives must contract and be superseded by the God in Christ and Christ in us principles, which need to grow and to control our lives. The diaconate calls you to be icons of a prophetic servant ministry in the world, with an expectation that you will not only be servants, but you will lead others into that servant ministry. Servanthood requires us to be fully engaged in our world. And contrary to the action and thinking of some, the church is not now, never was, or ever will be a snow globe, sealed off from it all that you shake all you want, knowing full well that it's going to go nowhere but swirl around and do nothing, as nothing's going to fall out or change. Servanthood requires us and calls us to be committed to the very reason that Christ came into our world, out of concern and love for real people living in a changing and an imperfect world. You and we have been called to a servant ministry to be exercised in the world, and the servants are expected to be such until the day they die. 100 years ago or so it seems, when I was in seminary, a professor of systematic theology once told my class something that I am still trying to wrap my head around. He said that at death, if given the choice between heaven and hell, clergy have to choose hell, because they know how much more work needs to be done there when they compare it with what they've seen and done on earth. And in a moment of serendipity, my son sent me the following last night. The fact that there's a highway to hell and only stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic numbers. We have our work cut out for us. A servanthood is not as nuanced as some would have others believe. Mark, Nate, Bees, be advised that when your priesthood ordination comes up, it's not going to wipe out, it's not going to cover up, nor is it going to replace what will have transpired here this evening. Every clergy person in this cathedral, no matter where or when they were ordained, became members of the servant class first. And if they moved on to the priesthood, it never replaced the servanthood core of who and what we are about. When the three of you begin your diaconal ministries, you're going to have demands made on you by your bishop, the congregation in which you serve, the priest with whom you'll be working, your family, friends, and countless others. We're going to be seeking some of your time and space. But never let the demands of your personal agenda or the demands of others override the demands that Christ is making on your life and lifestyle from here on. Sure, you can count all the hours you want as you work each week. You can justify taking as much time off as you like because of unplanned for interruptions in your planned out week. You can pick and choose what to do and with whom, but make note of the words in the examination, which will follow momentarily. It speaks of your being called to serve all people, but particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. People lacking the support they and we all need at one point or other in our lives. In Christ's name and on his behalf, you are to provide that support. Frequently, the needs will be obvious and come knocking on your door. At others, you're going to need to be perceptive enough to discover what's needed and then to deal with those needs accordingly, which might include but not be limited to the smelly, dirty, battered feet of a homeless woman on Monday, Thursday. Holding someone's hand and praying with them prior to surgery at 5 a.m. when you'd much rather be in bed. Giving a hug to someone who has caused you more personal grief and anguish than imaginable. Or giving a towel or something to cover a man who arrives at your church wearing a shirt and no pants because he is homeless, had no access to a toilet, and has had an accident. If you can see Christ working through these incidents, As well as in us and the lives of countless others, you will get a sense of fulfilling the role to which you have been called. Because Jesus' kingdom operates by a completely different set of standards than our everyday world, you must always be aware that in the kingdom, greatness is not found in position, greatness is not found in exercise of power, greatness is not found in being served, greatness is not found in commanding others, greatness is not found in wealth, greatness is not found in intellect. In Jesus' kingdom, greatness is found in service and serving. Mark, Nate, Robert, would you please stand? I charge and I challenge you to become the greatest, most faithful, loving servants possible, as you serve not only your fellow members in Christ, but as you seek to bring in those looking at us from the outside. Simply said, but deceptive to do. My hope and prayer is you will never forget that we have been given a permanent reminder that the path of obedience, the path of greatness, the path of glory is not seen in us, but in the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is a constant and vivid reminder writ large on the pages of human history and our individual lives. The path of glory, the path of serving others, is what we do when we seek to serve God. May that be the case not only for you, but for every one of us. Amen.
We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
My brothers, every Christian is called to follow Jesus Christ, serving God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. God now calls you to a special ministry of servanthood directly under your bishop. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. As a deacon in the church, you are to study the Holy Scriptures, to seek nourishment from them, and to model your life upon them. You are to make Christ and his redemptive love known by your word and example to those among whom you live and work and worship. You are to interpret to the church the needs, concerns, and hopes of the world. You are to assist the bishop and priests in public worship and in the ministration of God's word and sacraments, and you are to carry out other duties assigned to you from time to time. At all times, your life and teaching are to show Christ's people that in serving the helpless, they are serving Christ himself. My brothers, do you believe that you are truly called by God and his church to the life and work of a deacon?
I believe I am so called.
Do you now, in the presence of the church, commit yourself to this trust and responsibility?
I do.
Will you be guided by the pastoral direction and leadership of your bishop?
I will.
Will you be faithful in prayer and in the reading and study of the Holy Scriptures?
I will.
Will you look for Christ in all others, being ready to help and serve those in need?
I will.
Will you do your best to pattern your life and that of your family in accordance with the teachings of Christ so that you may be a wholesome example to your people?
I will.
Will you in all things seek not your glory but the glory of the Lord Christ?
I will.
May the Lord, by his grace, uphold you in the service he lays upon you.
Amen.
Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Thou the anointing Spirit art. Thy blessed unction from above. Perpetual light. Anoint and cheer our soiled face. Keep far our foes, give peace at home. To know the Father, Son, that through the ages all along, praise to thy eternal merit. God, most merciful Father, we praise you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, who took on himself the form of a servant and humbled himself, becoming obedient even to death on the cross. We praise you that you have highly exalted him and made him Lord of all, and that through him we know that whoever would be great must be servant of all. We praise you for the many ministries in your church and for calling these your servants to the order of deacons. Therefore, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, give your Holy Spirit to Mark, fill him with grace and power, and make him a deacon in your church. Therefore, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, give your Holy Spirit to Robert, fill him with grace and power, and make him a deacon in your church. Therefore, Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, give your Holy Spirit to Nathan, fill him with grace and power, and make him a deacon in your church. Make them, O Lord, modest and humble, strong and constant to observe the discipline of Christ. Let their lives and teaching so reflect your commandments that through them many may come to know you and love you. as your Son came not to be served but to serve, may these deacons share in Christ's service and come to the unending glory of Him who, with you and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Mark, Beasley, Nate, receive these Bibles as the sign of your authority to proclaim God's word and to assist in the ministration of His holy sacraments. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you fulfill the ministry to which you have been called.
Amen.
My beloved brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Lord's peace be with you. Warm and gracious welcome to all of you this evening who are here for this important event in the life of our diocese and in the life of the whole church. These three young men continue now on a long journey, and while this is certainly a key moment in it, I know each of them are delighted and grateful that so many have come tonight to celebrate with them and with the church as they are made deacons. Immediately following this service, there will be a reception in the parish hall. I look forward to seeing you all there. And the offering plates will be passed in a few moments. And tonight's offerings will go to support the ministry, and particularly the discretionary ministry, of these young men as they become now the three newest deacons in the church. So please support them generously as you have the opportunity. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due His name, bring offerings, and come into His courts.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through the great shepherd of your flock, Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection sent forth his apostles to preach the gospel and to teach all nations, and promised to be with them always, even to the end of the ages. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will
celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia.
gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith at Thanksgiving. Almighty Father, we thank you for feeding us with the holy food of the body and blood of your Son, and for uniting us through him in the fellowship of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for raising up among us faithful servants for the ministry of your word and sacraments. We pray that Mark, Robert, and Nathan may be to us effective examples in word and action, in love and patience, and in holiness of life. Grant that we with them may serve you now and always rejoice in your glory, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.